Okay, so Rabbi say, simin kufeis if aleph. So there are dinim of kavush kimavushal, and there is a Rambam. The Rambam writes, and I say kavush kimavushal, afilu mashachutz lekevishas aser, shalomata mifa'apeya lamayla kimo. Right, and I say kavash kumavushal. So even the chelak, let's say, of the piece of meat, right? You have treif meat in a medium of liquid. So even the chelak of the piece of meat that's above the liquid will say kavash kumavushal on it, and it will aser the liquid. That's the first opinion. This goes in both directions. If I have, let's say, a kosher piece of meat in chaz or shmaltz, so the first opinion in the Rama is that the entire piece of meat becomes treif, because the first opinion in the Rama is that kavash kamavushal affects the entire piece of meat, even that which is above the liquid layer. The Rambam writes that there are those who are mekel on the chelek that is above that's above the water level. That's the din. This din, there are two opinions in the Rambam. The pashtus should be that when you have two opinions, the first opinion is so same that the chelak above the water level is usser. The second opinion says yesh mekilim. So the pashtus would be that you follow the first opinion, right, as opposed to the second. Nonetheless, the Shach, Ois Aleph, and the Taz, Ois Beis, point out that the Toras Chatos writes that the yesh mekilim is the ikar shita. The yesh mekilim is the main shita, and that's how we paskin like. And zukt the shach, that this idea is klar from the halachas of melicha. If I have basar shenimlach in the klisha eino mendukav, right, the din of melichas basar is that you want the blood to all go out. If therefore you should use a kli menukav, a keli that has holes in it, to be maleach the baser. If I use a kli she'eino menukav, so what's going to happen is the meat is soaking in the blood. So we paskin that the area that is above the blood does not become aser. So the shachtainas that you see from here, that we paskin that the kavush is only on the chelak that's inside the liquid. Nonetheless, the shach adds that if you have a davar shamein, so then the liya will go throughout the piece of meat. We're going to see later on in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Sadi Beis and elsewhere that although the din is that sali, let's say, is aser only kedein netila, but if you have a davar shamein, a good thick piece of meat, a fatty piece of meat, like a geshmak of pastrami, so then it asers the whole thing. It asers the whole thing by a davar shamein. Says the Shach, hu hadin over here, even though we pass him with the second opinion that only the chelak that's inside the liquid is considered kavush, but if it's a davar shamein, the whole thing is aser. However, zok the Shach, the Rama paskins that we don't know, we're not bekiyim between kavush and shamein, so therefore we aser everything by its lay. We're not going to go that far by the kavush. So therefore, what the shach's maskana is that we assume that by a davar shamein, the entire piece of meat is going to be okay. By Dav Shomayin, excuse me, the entire piece of meat is going to become a problem. There's a few ha'aros to make over here. First of all, the Shach, right, the Reb Kiva Eger argues, and the Minchas Yaakov and the Teres Chatos, they argue on the Shach, and they say even the Dover Shamein, the Chelek Mashalamayla, doesn't become a problem. The lumness of Kavosh is I have something that's soaking in liquid. So if I have a pot, and I have meat inside the pot, only the chelak that's inside the liquid is really soaking. The chelak on top of it is not soaking. The fact that it's a davar shamein, the pashtus should not suffice to aser the entire thing. The shita that the entire piece of meat becomes aser, the Gra says, is based on the sugya that will have in some insadi beis, about if I have a tipas cholov that falls on the piece of meat, and the piece of meat is miktsaso betoch harotav and miktsaso outside of the rotav, do I assume in that situation that the entire thing is kilos betoch harotav? Right, that's what the Gruz mitzayin in Os Vav. But the second opinion is that even if that's true, that the entire piece of meat is used as being inside the rotav, that's only correct when they have a bishul. They have a ketipas cholav that falls on the meat. But by kavush, only the chelek that is kavush is considered kavush, and therefore the area michutz, the kvisha, is going to be okay. That seems to be what emerges. Now, the rayas that they bring, the rise that the Shach brings for this din, that Kavosh does not go all the way up, is from the halachos we mentioned of Melicha. The problem is that blood apparently has a different teva than other stuff. The Prima Gadim points out that blood tends to flow down, not go up. So maybe there's no raya from the din of blood. Blood flows down and blood is mifa'apeya side to side. Right? This is the Prima Gadim, the Eshel Avram, the Sifsei Das, excuse me, Eish Aleph, the end of the first paragraph. Dam is not Mifapei Elamayla, but it is Mifapei Elamata and Mitzad, etc. Now, why does this matter? So let's talk about the Din of Kavush in a Keli that we already spoke about. The Isser V'Heter, if you remember, says that the keli becomes treif. How much of the keli becomes treif ayyadei the kadosh? So the Taz told us that the Taz in Os Aleph tells me, he quotes in the Rashba, that only the klipa of the keli becomes treif. And therefore it's shayach you're going to have shishim connected the klipa of the keli, etc. The Shach in Sadi Ches Os Yud Gimel says that the entire kli becomes treif through and through. Well, this is a problem, okay, but you have to think about this from a warped perspective, like twisting stuff in your mind. Right? There's a type of math that like you twist things. So if I have a piece of meat that's inside the liquid, so I'm saying the chelak of the meat that's inside the liquid is kavosh. The chelak of the meat that's above the liquid is not kavosh. Now, if I have a kli, so one could argue that the chelek of the kli, the tiny bit of the kli that's touching the liquid, is called the kavosh. But the outside of the daif in that kli, for sure, is not kavosh, no? To be kavosh on the keli, you could say, if you have a keli, that the entire thing is kokulo in chazr shmaus. Now you could say, oh, the keli, the entire thing is covered. But if I have the tarifus inside the keli, and I hold, like the second opinion in the Ramah, that kavush is only on the chelek that is under the waterline. So how does kavush possibly aser the entire clay? So my dear beloved friend, Megillah Sefer, good, you've been in the shir long enough, right? You know who my friends are, right? One of the good things about being a Rebbe is you don't have any friends. Does that mean, right? So the Megillah Sefer argues
that it's very schwer. It's very schwer to say that the entire keli becomes usur through and through, because the entire keli can't be kavush. That's one ha'ara he has. The next ha'ara he has is even stronger. Even stronger. Reb Kiva Eger writes over here somewhere. Let me find it. Reb Kiva Eger writes. That if you have here, Behetar Shashari Bekli Isser, it's like the second Reb Kiva Eger in the Siman. First Reb Kiva Eger in the Siman says a Yisayid that we only say Kavash if it's the same water there for all 24 hours. If I refill the water, then we don't say Kavash. That's one Yisod and Reb Kiva Eger. L'cha'ora, this is probably only true according to the Chavis Das's Hagdara, that Kavash is something that happens at the very end. If I hold like the placey, that Kavash is an ongoing thing, so it shouldn't matter if it's the same water or a different water. It passed us. Be it as it may.
Shouldn't that depend on which thing is usur? I mean, meat could be usur or if the liquid is usur.
Let's assume, I don't know if it meant, let's say, even if the,
I mean, if the meat is
even if
usur,
the meat is, you're saying if the meat is usur, so let's say it's the liquid that's usur,
right,
okay?
So
or let's say,
liquid, what?
If I pour different,
if different liquids which are usur, and the meat is in one for 23 hours and the other for 1 hour, so far that shouldn't make a difference.
No.
Okay. No.
Again, Reb Kiva Eger says that if I change the liquid, it's not called kavash. It has to be the same liquid for 24 hours. Why is that? Because l'cha'ora, I need the liquid to, let's say, soften up the meat. And after 24 hours, the meat is soft enough that it should become a problem. If the placey is correct, that a little bit is going to come out over time, right? So then, mali, if I change the water, if I don't change the water, a little bit keeps on coming out, right? So that's the first Reb Kiva Eger. It's important, the halacha. Second Reb Kiva Eger. If you have a heter shashari b'kli iser, so it's maflet mikol dofen ha'kli, right? He passes like the shach in tzadiches. Af mimashe davuk aleha mibachutz. V'tzarech ion ken kasav ishal avram in simin tof mem zayin. Meaning, let's say I have liquid inside a vessel, and it's Hilchos Pesach. I have a bit of chametz on the outside of the vessel. The chametz is like davuk to the outside of the vessel. So what's the din? Says the Prima Gadim, that chametz outside the vessel is going to aser the stuff inside. Meaning that not only does the kavash, let's say, fill up the entire daifin hakli to become a problem, but he even has the ability to take the stuff that is michutz likli, bring it back in. Now, this is already much harder to understand. The Megillah Sefer says, I don't understand this idea at all. The only thing I would say is that if the Prima Gadim earlier is correct, that the raya from Dam is not a good raya, because Dam does not go up, but it goes down or side to side. So that would mean that the stuff which is on the side of the Dam, Taka can say kavash through and through, right? But the stuff that's on top, I don't say kavash, right? La halacha, I don't say kavash on the stuff that's on top of the liquid, right? That's the second opinion in the Ramah. Right? It's true also in Kalim. I'm not going to say kavash on the chelik of the keli that's above the liquid. That's what emerges. Okay, so these are the first dinim of kavash. The next dinim of kavash that I want to talk about is the pashtus is that kavash has to be, and the Prima Gadim at the beginning of the Mishpatzos
over here has lots of chakiris within kavush. So kavush bepashtus is a solid that soaks in a liquid. Let's say I have something that's frozen. Is that kavush? Is that kavush? So we saw in the sugya of Achbar B'Shechra, a tshuva of the Rosh, that when the shuman gets karush, it's no longer kavush, right? So a hardened thing isn't kavush. To be kavush has to be something misnaneya mikan lakan. It has to be like a liquid. However, this is not abundantly clear, because one could argue that solid fat has a din of a solid, but solid water, dahainu ice, has a din of a liquid. There are Rishonim who say that you can go to the mikvah in ice, right? Again, it's probably not the most comfortable thing. We don't recommend it, but you could have like ice cubes and jump into the ice cubes. That the ice is dinoi kemayim. In terms of tuma and tahara, the ice, right? It's a gemara nida. No? That the ice is a din of a mashke for certain things. It's a beautiful essay that Rav Zevin has in the Sefer La'ar HaHalacha about the halachic status of snow and ice. Is it a maicha or a mashke? So the Prima Godim at first thinks, oh, kavush has to be in a liquid. But then he quotes that there are some achrayim who say that, you know what? Ice is halachically considered a liquid. And therefore, maybe there's kavush in ice. He quotes this from the El Yezuta in Hilchos Shabbos, right? That ice is considered a liquid. The ice is considered a liquid. And therefore, if you put ice in the heat, it's not considered noilad, because you're going from liquid to liquid, because ice is halachically liquid. If ice is halachically liquid, maybe there should be kavush. So the Prima Gadim says, no, come on. Whether something is halachically liquid for Tuman Tahara, for mikvah ice, for Nolim Shabbos, has nothing to do with kavush. And therefore, the Prima Gadim writes, as the punchline, Prima Gadim is right from, says, behefsid meruba, you could say that ice is not kavush. Behefsid meruba, right? Beis Heimem stands for La Halacha Behefsin Meruba, not in Beis Hamedrash. She says Behefsin Meruba, you could be makel that the ice is not considered kavush. Many taina that, okay, that means if it's not Hefsin Meruba, the ice is kavush. And gentlemen, this could lead to the biggest chumrah in Judaism. You've never heard one like this. Ready? You need separate freezers for milchiks and fleishiks. No? Separate freezers. Hey, this is not much a bigger chumrah than my separate dish towels for the laundry for Bishul Basar B'Cholov. Why do I need a separate freezer? Because it's kavush and ice. So if I have in my freezer right now, that not so firm. In my freezer right now, I have chat meat. I also have pizza bagels in my freezer. No? Do you have a separate freezer for milk and fleishiks?
No.
Mamish a bum.
But
right?
It's not just sitting there.
It's in the freezer.
No packaging.
Huh? No. So packaging. But kavush goes through and through the keli. We just learned that.
And if you reach into your freezer, you have to be
on the right, sorry. Okay, so like, there's no bliyam echayim. I'll be willing to be meko like that. There's no bliyam. There's no bliyam echayim. I'm willing to be, but you need separate freezers. Milchik and fleishik. Out kavush. So the tshuvas of the Knei Bosem. The Knei Bosem is Reb Meir Brandstorfer. He was one of the dayanim in the Eda Charedes. I once saw him do a bris milah while serving as a sandek at the same time.
Unbelievable. Right? Mamish, the man is Balmaifus. Right? So he was nifter a few years ago. When the tshuva of the Knei Baisim, he says that anything you put in the freezer, you should wrap in a number of layers. So that, right, the bli is not going to go me clearly, clearly, right? So I have my keli, let's say, ice cream. That's one keli. Oh, so kavush could go from my ice cream into my chopped meat. But if I wrap my ice cream a few times, so it's not going to go from my ice cream to my chopped meat. So why is this wrong? Why is this wrong? This is wrong because the whole thing doesn't start, no? Kavush in ice. Yeah, the Prima Gunner says only have some meruba. Look in the Badi Ashokhan Sifkat and Beis. He says, yeah, even though the Prima Gunner says only have some meruba, but the Yad Yehuda and like all the Achreinim, we reject this Prima Gunner. Right? The Prima Gunner again was right for him. So he only wanted to be Mekal, but Makam have some meruba. But we reject this Prima Gunner. We assume that to be a Kavosh, it has to mamish be in liquid. Doesn't make sense. How much liquid does it have?
He doesn't like his own point about the fact that it's halachic liquid doesn't matter for kavush. It just kind of says,
He doesn't like his own point. He first suggests it, but he says, you know what? It's a serious shayla of kavush. Kavush is a derais of a shari surim. So therefore, only bimekum makum have some aruba. Right? Even though I think this way, nonetheless, you could only be making on this makom have some aruba. Now, how much liquid do you need to be kavush kamavushal? So there's a shayla. Someone was talking to me about, like, let's say you have a carrot that's in the bottom of a little bit of liquid. Is that called a kavush? So it's not clear. In the Megillah Sefer, he argues that the amount of liquid necessary is that it should be kavush kamavushal, meaning enough liquid that would be considered bishul lahalacha, as opposed to, let's say, tzli lahalacha. I thought that maybe this arrived from a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, that it's called kavush if the liquid is tofeach hamnas lahatfiach, even less than that. I don't know how much liquid you need to be a kavush kamavushal. Back to our freezer case. Right, most freezers are, there is a little bit of water there. It's not entirely like this, right? So then, right, that could create a bigger issue. If I'm right, again, I don't know. I'm just like Bossy Rock Lahatir. The next issue in Kavosh is the Ramah Paskins that Suffolk Kavosh is Usser. By Basar B'cholov, it has to be Derech Bishlas Retaira. So therefore, by Basar B'cholov, Safek Kavush is Mutter, because it's Safek to Rabbanah. But B'sha'ari Surim, let's say I have Kavush and Chazar Shmout, and it's a Safek if it was there for 24 hours or not. So I'm all right, Safek Kavush is Asar, because it's a Safek D'Iraisa. The Taz comes along in Os Gimel, and the Taz writes, the pshat in the Rambah is that he considers a suffek kavush to be the same as suffek whether there was shishim by a nishpach. Right? Remember, right? We learned in Simin Tzadiches, if you have an iser neheter and you don't know if there's shishim kenegdo, so nishbach, it's a suffik d'iraisa. We pass in tam ki'ikar is d'iraisa. So nishbach is going to be osir. Adkan. That's what the Taz says. That's probably the makor for this din, suffik d'iraisa lahachmir. But the Taz writes, I don't think that din of nishbach is relevant for the din of kavosh. By nishbach, you know for sure there's an iser. The iser is barer. You have a piece of meat. Right? Inside a piece of tarfus, inside a liquid. You don't know if there's shishim or not. It spills. So you eat shalam with all of. So it's a suffik d'iraisa. But over there, you know for sure there's an iser. Over here, the Taz says, I don't know for sure there's an iser. Right? That's what the Taz writes. Sarathiyan, shiny hosam, sha iser hu borer, ela hashficha hu suffik, masha inkin kan. So everyone asks, my dear Taz, I don't know, you live in the Heights probably, like what were you smoking? Right? The state of California, no? Like everything in California can create cancer besides cannabis. Like it's rubbish. Every single thing in the state is dangerous. You know what I'm talking about? But you were in California recently.
Exactly. Right? Dangerous,
but... You can't use anything. Mommy, the only thing that doesn't cause cancer is cannabis. It's unbelievable. Right? So, Taz, like, what are you saying? Right? Over there, the Isser is Vadai. Over here, right, over there, you know for sure this Isser. But over here, you don't know for sure this Isser. Well, here I also know for sure this Isser. Right? I know that I have Chazer Schmaltz. I just don't know if it was 24 hours. So how's there a difference between Kavush and the case? Right? The Shach is, the Taz is saying that you can't be Medama, the case of Nishbach, to the case of Kavush. Why not? Right? In both cases, you know for sure there's an Isser. So the answer that's given is Al Karchacha, the Taz holds like the Chavistas, not like the Placey. If I hold like the Placey, so Taka, in the Suffolk Kavush case, I know that there's an Isser. I just don't know whether there's enough Isser to get there. But if I'm a Chavistas Jew, so I don't know that there's an Isser Klal V'Ikar. Because until 24 hours have elapsed, Sizda garnished. So therefore, right, the Pashtus is that the Taz holds that Kavush is like the Chavistas. And this L'cha'or would be the Taz L'shitaso. Because the Taz argued on the Isser V'Heter, who wants to say that a Keli becomes Treif Ayyadei Kavush. And we ask the Kasha, how can the Keli become Treif Ayyadei Kavush? In order for it to be Kavush, you need 24 hours. Once you have 24 hours, it's no Sintan Mufgam. So the answer that's given is the Kresi Uplesi, that, right, a little bit of Isser over time. But the Taz Taka argues on that din. So that means the Taz was like Mechavistas, it's all a Sheitasso. So Sayim Yishak Mishav Dor Nechofim. It's very beautiful. Good?
It's a little difficult to say because we still assume that for the place up until 24 hours, you're not really calling it Isser. Like if you stopped it at 23 hours and 59 minutes and pulled it out, you don't do anything. It's not like all the equal to the idea. There's nothing, no Isser.
So it's ki'ilu, there's Isser bottle, Isser bottle, Isser bottle. Right? So there's a chaptz of Isser here. Right? The Taz, at least by us in Sifkat and Gimel, is saying, oh, I understand in Sadi Ches by Nishbach there was a chaptz of Isser. But over here there's no chaptz of Isser. So we ask, what do you mean? There is a chaptz of Isser here. The answer is that if you're holding the Chavistas, there's no chaptz of Isser. Right? Again, in Lumdish world, I hear your point. Right? In other words, but I think in the world of Lumdish, I could easily defend the Taz by saying that the Taz holds like the Chavistas, and then it would be the Taz L'shitaso. Now, the Taz goes weiter. And the Taz says, I have a Raya Brura to be matir Safek Kavash. Remember, Ramah says Safek Kavash is a Safek Dairais and it's Aser. The Taz says, in Huchos Mikvaos, we pass, and if you have a mikvah that is not known to have its water depleting, mikvah shalochuch sakliyos meimav mismatim. So the din is, you go into the mikvah, you don't have to go back, ein tzarich lachzor v'lipo min hadin, because I shtel on the chazaka. Even though in that case, the gavra who goes into the mikvah, right, this is like the first Ginnida, right, called Tartel Reyesa, that by Rosenzweig's Chabura, when he was in Kol HaOyon, the first mimer he ever wrote was on this sugya of Tartel, this is a good Gedea, was on the sugya of Tartel Reyesa at the beginning of Maseches Nida. But the Taz is saying, I'm Mekel. Because right now I know the mikvah is chaser. But the mikvah was not known to be chaser over time. So I shtel on the chazok of the mikvah. Even though the gavra has a cheskas tumah, but the chazok of the mikvah trumps. So also, says the Taz, In the case of Safek Kavush, you have a Cheskes Heter, because it wasn't Usher until now. So therefore, the Ramah is wrong. When the Ramah says Safek Kavush is Usher, says the Taz, it's incorrect, because Safek Kavush is going to be Mutter because you have a Cheskes Heter, the Chazaka wins. So the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef does not like this Taz at all. The Shach says, no, this is a Kal V'chomer Pricha, because over here, it's Israel, a Chazaka. You had a Chazaka that it was kosher. You have a Safek Kavush. The fact that there's a Shiloh, it's Kavush, that means that my Chazaka is a weakened Chazaka. It's a, the Chazaka is Israeli. Once it's Israeli Chazaka, so you can't shtel on the Chazaka. That's the Shach's taina. Now, yeah.
Doesn't that ruin every Chazaka in the world? Every, like, anytime you make something against the Chazaka, it's in theory undermining the Chazaka.
Every time I have a Chazaka and it's Isra, so
you have Cheskes Tahara and you have a question whether you're tough or.
So Frek the Shev Shmeitza. He says, what do you mean, Israel Chazaka? You have a woman who had a Cheskes Tahara. Then you know she became a Nida. Do I assume that she was a Nida all the way back then? Or Mikan Ve'elach, she's a Nida. Right? I'm not going to say that just because there's a Reyes now, right, it's a problem. So right now, I know that there is Isser. That's Nisarev. But that doesn't mean that the Isser was there beforehand, for 24 hours beforehand. So it's very hard to understand the Shach. The Shach's idea of Israel Chazaka, it's mamish, very hard to understand. But in terms of the Ramah, who says that Safek Kavush is Usser, the Taz has a good taina. Shouldn't I shtel on the Chazaka that Safek Kavush should be mutter? It was mutter beforehand, should be mutter now. So the answer that's given is found in the Shev Shmeitza, Shmeitza Gimel Perek Zayin. By the way, anyone who says that the Shev Shmeitza delivered these as his Sheva Brachas, I would not want to be at a Sheva Brachas where the Chassan is giving this type of Torah. I don't know anyone who would want to be at such a Sheva Brachas. It would go on for hours. That's what they say in Yeshivas, no? So the Shev Shmeitza, Shmeitza Gimel Perek Zayin, says that, what's the Pshat in the Ramah? He says that the Pshat in the Ramah is Azoy. When I talk about a Chazaka, Chazaka means, did this thing change or did this thing not change? But when I have a Shiloh of a Ta'aruvus, it's not a Shiloh whether this thing changed. The Shiloh is, did something new come in from the outside? Chazaka is a principle on this item. So this item presumably was Tahar beforehand, was Kasher beforehand. So this item is Kasher afterwards. But the Ramah is going to say that Taz, you have a Kasha from Cheskes Tahara or Cheskes Kashros on the Safek Kavush? No, because Safek Kavush is a Shaila on the Taruvis. If it's a Shaila on the Taruvis, so then I do not shtel on the Chazaka. Because Taruvis means an Isra that comes from the outside. So the fact that this item was presumed to be kosher until now doesn't matter. Right? I have to deal with now my Shaila us. Something came from the outside. So is it a Shaila Deiraisa or Shaila Drabonon? The fact that this item was kosher beforehand, the Ha'ora should not matter. That's what the Shev Shmeitzer develops in Yisod. That you don't say Chazaka, right? Or you only say a Chazaka when it's an Isser Migufo,
But by an iser mita ruves, lo shayech cheskas heter. The taz, the Shev Shmaitza goes on, and he's medame this to a case in the Rush, in Perakit Hanosha. Someone does Nikur Hagit, and you don't know if the person did the Nikur Hagit properly or not. So we're Mekel because Rov Hametsuyin Eitzel Nikur are Mumchen Hain. Why don't I say that the behema is becheskas iser, and I can't be mekel? I have a shailah, a maisa, whether the gid was removed. So let's say there's cheskas iser. Right? This is like the reverse case of what we had. We were talking about a cheskas heter with a taruvis. This is called a case of a cheskas iser. Right, the animal was usher until now. So I should tell him the chazak and say that the animal still is usher because I'm not sure that they did a proper nikur hagid. The answer is, says the Shmaitza, and this is already worth thinking about, he says a gid hanosha in an animal is like an iser taruvus. Right? It's like the iser, there's the animal, then there's the gid. You want to know, is the gid here, is it not? The gid not here? That's like a iser taruvis. And by an iser taruvis, you don't follow the chazaka. And in this case, I don't follow the chazaka, lahakel, and I'll shtel on the rov, that rov hametsuyin eitzel nikur are ksherim heim. Right? So the Shmaitza is saying this svara, both in the situation where there's a cheskas iser, and in the situation where there's a cheskas heter. The Shmaitza then goes on, and he talks about a woman who cooks meat, and she doesn't remember if she salted the meat beforehand. So we're mekel in that case, because dam shebishlo is a drabonon, so it's a suffix drabonon lahakel. Why don't they say that there is a cheskas iser? The meat, I know, had dam. I'm not sure. Did I do malicha and get rid of the dam? Let's say that there's a cheskas iser. The answer, says the Shmaitza, is that dam is like a taruvis on the basar, right? In other words, the Shmaitza is taking this yesod, which begins by a suffix kavush case to defend the Ramah. And in that case, I understand that's a suffix taruvis. So therefore, I'm not going to rely on the cheskas heter, right? And he says, oh, well, even in the reverse case, where something has a cheskas iser, I could be mekel on it based on not relying on the cheskas iser by a suffix in taruvis. Gid Hanosh is a suffix taruvis, and dam is a suffix taruvis. Right? Meaning he's defining the animal just as the animal. The gid and the dam does not count as the animal. This is all the Shmaitza Perek, Shmaitza Gimel, Perek Zayin. There's a din in Simon Aleph. This is already Rav Dimitrovsky's notes on the Shmaitza. Rav Dimitrovsky's father was the main Talmud of Shaul Lieberman. And his son, his father was also an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. The son is in the Talmud Chacham Alam, and he put out notes on the Shev Shmaitza, which are used in yeshivas like all the time, no? It's like this Shmaitza that I stole off the shelf in the Beis Medrash, right, has a note of Dimitrovsky. We paskin in Simin Aleph that you're not allowed to be a shochet unless you have a Kabbalah in Shchita. Right? So someone tests to the fact that you know what you're doing. If you had a Kabbalah in Shchita, and then it turns out that you mess up,
So we assume that you were a good shaykhet until now. Somehow, some wiring went wrong in your head, and you forgot how to do hilchos shechita. But until that point, we shtelan that you were a good shochet, and everything is going to be kosher. Let's say you're a shaychet who never knew hilchos shechita. So the din in Siman Aleph is that you're puzzled. If no one ever attested to the fact that you're a good shaychet, the min, by the way, in Europe and in America and in Canada, was that in order to be a shaychet, you had to pass a bechina from the Rav Ha'ir. I had an uncle who was kicked out of Montreal because Rabbi Yudel Rosenberg, who was Rabbi Rosenzweig's grandfather, kicked him out of town because he came from Faltachen, Romania, and he had a couple in Chit and Faltachen, and he started shechting in Montreal. And Rabbi Yudel Rosenberg said, no, you have to pass a new bechina in Montreal. And he's like, I'm not taking your stinking bechina. And he got kicked out of Montreal. My uncle, my grandfather's brother, my great uncle. So he went to Toronto. And the Rabbonim over there didn't start up with him. And he was a shochet in Toronto. Rabbi Rosenzweig's grandfather, Rabbi Yudel Rosenberg, you should read, there's a biography of him. Unbelievable. The man, he made up the Maharal. He made up the Golem of the Maharal. He invented him. Yeah. It's kind of cool. Rabbi Rosenzweig won't make shmooze about him. Talk to Itamar. You'll get the stories. But let's say I was never approved as a shaychet. So my shechita is possible. You cooked meat from my shechita. Do you have to kasher your kelim? Reb Kiva Eger writes there in Siman Aleph that the kelim are going to be, Reb Kiva Eger writes, that you don't shtel on the cheskes heter on the kelim, because since it's a shayla of taruvus, so the cheskes heter doesn't play a role. So Dimitrovsky says you have a raya that Reb Kiva Eger holds like this yisod of the shmeitza, right? That chazaka ayde taruvus is not a good chazaka. Gentlemen, we encountered this sugya way back when, at the beginning of Taruvus. In Sadi Ches, if you remember, we had a discussion about Tam Keker's Deiraisa. Well, if that's the case, how is it I believe a Kfela? How do I believe a Goy if it's a Din Deiraisa? But that's the Shaila that the Shach and the Taz, everybody like sweats over that Shaila. So one of the Mahalchim in the Shach, towards the end, he like tucks this away, and the Aruch HaShulchan really likes it. But the Shach says, you know what? I can rely on the Kfela because I don't know if there's time or there's no time. There's a Cheskas Heter. So therefore, I rely on the Kfela. No? Don't tell me that's a Suffolk Deiraisa and you shouldn't rely on the Kfela. No, Cheskas Heter is Megala. Right? There's such a line at the end of this long shach, right at the beginning, shach os alf in Sadi Ches, shach writes that there are some who wanted to answer that this that the Gemara says in Hagolzel that a goy is not nem meisiach afi tumo hainu hecha de ischazik isura basha enkein hacha tula yischazik. Well, one second. That means he's trying to rely on the cheskas Heter. According to the Yisod of the Shmeitza, you can't rely on the Cheskas Heter when it's a Shaila on the Taruvus. And by the way, the Shach, the Pashtus, agrees with that, even though the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef argues on the Taz. But if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva, the end of Os Daled, he writes, the Nekudas HaKesef, lo hisigo olof be'ikar hadin, ela al haraya shehevi mimikveh. That the Shach agrees to the Ikar Hadin, right? The Ikar Hadin that what? That you follow the Cheskas Heter. The Ikar Hadin that you follow the Cheskas Heter, like the Shach agrees to the Taz. just argues on the Taz's Raya. You see that a teeny bit, Ze'er Anpin, from the fact that the Shah in Sadi Fes, one of the approaches he takes to answer how can the Kfeila help is because of the Cheskas Heter, meaning the Shah and the Taz do not agree with this Yisod of the Ramah, that Cheskas Heter is an irrelevant concept when it comes to a Suffolk Aide Tarufis. But that's basically what emerges. Let's talk for 2 more minutes, right? So do I say that Suffolk Kavush is Mutter or Usser? The Ramah says Suffolk Kavush is Usser. The Taz wants to say Suffolk Kavush is Mutter, and the Piskei Tshuva Tainos that Suffolk Kavush, even according to the Shach, is going to be Mutter because of the Chazaka, and we have a shtickle right to that Yisod from Tzimin Tzadifes. That's basically my summary. The Noda Yehuda, Simin Chavav, Dibra Hamaskel Me'achshav, going onwards. Right? You thought the shaila that we had about Bliya Mechayim is a weird shaila. But here's the story. The Noda Yehuda talks about a goy who falls into the well. And it's a shaila whether the goy is in the well for 24 hours or not. No? And I don't know why you'd want to drink the water, gentlemen, but the shayla is the water kosher. No? It's a shayla. Safek kavush. So one could argue that according to the Ramah, it should be usher. Zakhtin Neid of Yehuda, no. Even according to the Ramah, it's going to be mutter. And that's because the Neid of Yehuda says that kavush is not a principle by everything. Kavush is not a principle by all items. There are some items that are softer and kavush impacts on them. There are other items that are harder and kavush does not impact on them. So therefore, you can't give a klal as to kavush in general. Therefore, any case of suffek kavush, with the exception of meat, because it's clear in Shulchan Aruch that we're machmir on meat, but human flesh is lav dafka, is their kavash. It's a safek kavash. Right, look at the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkatin Gimel. By the way, I do not recommend drinking the water, okay? Even if it's kosher.
It sounds like the Noda Yehuda would drink the water.
I don't think the Noda Yehuda would drink the water either. I'm just guessing. This is Aloch V'Lamaisa. Hey, look in the Piskei Tshuva Yisgimun. He quotes, Safek Kavash, Ayin Bar Hetev, in the name of the Taz, a crazy place, he says, that the Taz is not talking about a case of a Safek if it's made Eis La'Eis. It's a case of there's a Safek where there are 2 pieces of meat, and one for sure was not Chafdal HaChayis, the other was Chafdal HaChayis, and you don't know which is which. It's a different type of suffix. It's like a what we call an ikba yisura suffix. Okay, that's already advanced Talmud. He quotes the Tshuvas Pri Tavua, Simon Chafhei, Al Odos Be'er Mayim, Asher Chafar Obe Kochavim Echad, V'nof Alotocha Mayim, V'meis. Right? The guy digs a pit, he falls in the pit, Er is Yetz Gestarben. Ye suffix, and Nichbash Betocha Me'es La'es. V'tzidei mahakel, came in the inkan rak safek kavush, the inkan rak iser esei. Right? It's only safek kavush and there is only an iser esei. What that probably means, and Rabbi Ganek has this in his sefer, that maybe tam ke ikar is a din only on isurei lav, not on isurei esei. We spoke about this in the sugya of tam ke ikar. So this tshuva of the ba'er es of the pri tavua, whatever it is along those lines. V'gam, ikolas buke, shamuhu noisin tan lufgam. Okay? Maybe this guy is taka noisin tan lufgam. Maybe. I don't know. V'ayin noy debi Yehuda. Shehela dehoda kavish kamavusha ino klal kol hadvari. Me'o davka osama mifurashim b'mishnayis and shviyis and shrumes. B'chein basar. That tivolios nesin tam bekavosh, but yesh dvarim she'ain tivam levoa bekavosh. Yishamachi osam aminim she'ain mifurashim she'nasamim bekavosh. The ikol ameimar shema ain tivam levoa bekavosh. Yesh makom lahakel safek kavosh ayin shabarichos. Right? You got to read the Pirkei Tshuvos, gentlemen. They're so much fun. Right? This guy, Mamish, fell in the pit. Right? So, maybe he could be Megal because it's nice and kind of gun. So, doesn't that mean I have a better Svara? Who says there's a din of kavush at all on human beings? Because, right? Not because it's an Issa essay. Who says there's a din of kavush at all on a human being? Because maybe there's kavush only on stuff which is not, stuff which is hard to be. Maybe there's only kavush on stuff which is easy to be by Leia. Maybe humans are harder to be by Leia. Yeah.
We're going to ask the question even further, say, so you know, no Talmud at all.
Right, that's a different svara, right? In other words, it could be that by Israel, I say there's no tam ke'ikar at all, which probably depends on the lumdus of tam ke'ikar and the makar of tam ke'ikar, which I think we spoke about in our youth. But we have another yisod over here that maybe there's no din of kavush or of suffek kavush, right? Being usher, it's only true by these things. Right, meaning it's always going to be a svek sveka. That's really interesting. By the way, whether suffek kavush is usur or not, came up in the sugya achbar b'shichra. Now I have an achbar that's inside shuman karush. That's a suffek kavush, isn't it? The Taz, in his presentation, the sugya of achbar b'shichra, the Taz does not say, we'll shtal on the chazaka. That it's mutter. So the Yad Avram in the Baal Shulchan Aruch says, why does the Taz say, why does the Taz not on the Chazak over there? Let him follow his Shita. So the Yad Avram writes that the Taz in Kuf Dalet is not telling you his Shita, he's just explaining what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz is both the Mefaresh and the Posek. Again, how do you know which is which? I don't know. But the Yad Avram is bothered by the stira in the Taz, and I think we have exhausted the dinim of kavash kamavushal. Okay, gentlemen, you should have a marvelous day.